If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor from the Alliance Legal Group, and this is your Biblical Solution for Financial Freedom half hour. Good morning, and actually good afternoon again, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Wow, the day is just flying right by.
Well, today's election day, and so I know that's what is on most people's minds, I'm sure.
A lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. You know, and the first thing that I think that we should do, just because I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock this morning, and, you know, I had a little bit of anxiety, not that I'm fearful, but I think a lot of people have a lot of anxiety right now just because they, you know, anybody that knows what's going on relating to the elections, this is a critical, people have said everything from, this is a election that will determine the soul of the nation, as well as, people say this is the most important election that this country has ever had. And I don't think those are understatements for either one of those statements.
Definitely so. And that, people keep mentioning, I like this, vote scripture, vote biblically, vote, how the issues as far as that goes are concerned. So very important to do.
And, we have a listening audience that really, no matter what man says, that's exactly right. That they need to say what God says, And so, when you're in that voting booth, if you haven't voted yet, and that you're, in that place where it's just you and God, and you have those names on that ballot in front of you, you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision that lines up with the Bible. And, that the bottom line is that there's lots of decisions. Hold on, somebody's trying to get a hold of us, but we're going to have to wait until...
That's okay. The phone number to call here to get in live with us on the show is actually 488-5299, 488-5299, if you want to get in on the phone call and call us here at the... We're live, ready to take your call here with Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. I'm Colleen. I'm here along with Steve Taylor from Alliance Legal Group, and you can check them out on debtfreeva.com as well.
And, today that we're actually doing our first live feed from Facebook. And so this is kind of one of those experimental sort of things that we're doing to hopefully that make it work. That and I can see the back of my... I'm not sure exactly this makeshift thing that you gave me here is not working like it's supposed to, really.
Always technical issues.
Yeah. And so that we can see Colleen there. And so, the bottom line is that you call in and that we'll answer your biblical, questions concerning financial freedom. And so,
you might have a lot to say for, after the election too, and how things go. And depending on that too, that'll be a open conversation. We're here Thursdays as well, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Absolutely, from 12:30 to 1. And the phone number again is 488-5299. You can also catch us on mylighthouseradio.com, and it's a streaming.
You can listen anywhere in the country or the world, actually. We have people listen all over.
That's right. And so, we entitled this program today, Financial Freedom Through Bankruptcy. And of course, if you've been here before, that we've talked about the biblical foundations of bankruptcy and how it relates to, Deuteronomy and the year of release and the forgiveness of debts. But, one of the things that really, in speaking to one of my friends this morning that had some issues, there's a lot of anxiety that happens that based upon this election cycle. People don't know what's going to happen in the next week or the next month. People's jobs are sometimes at stake, that depending upon who gets elected, it really is going to make some differences.
I have heard that. I've heard people say, oh, I'm going to wait to see what happens after the election. So I'm sure, this is going to come to play.
And so what we would recommend is that get your facts together. If you call us, that we can at least pre-qualify you for a determination of if you did qualify for bankruptcy, whether or not that would be something good for you. We can go over your finances. There's some complicated situations out there that we were looking at one this morning that they had a lot of tax bills from way back in the day, and that there's differences between Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 and how they would resolve those issues. And so we're able to review these issues on a basis where we can give them some answers. We can give them some solutions, not necessarily that a solution they have to take today, but to prepare them so that down the road that they can make that decision, even if it's not today, even if they file next year, even if they file after the elections. So, you know, please call and just, you know, and let me say this to you. I'm a pastor at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, and it is completely good for you to, if you'd like to call and just say, listen, you know, I got a lot of anxiety over some of the financial issues that I've got going on. I've got anxiety over what's going to happen on this election and how it's going to affect me. Feel free to call. That we would love your phone call, 488-5299. It's an open forum to discuss, you know, anything that relates to finances, relates to how to get financial freedom. So that's what we're here for.
And you can ask any question confidentially as well. We don't need your, you know, we usually just take a first name, maybe where you're from or something as well. But we just usually like to do that to where we can find out who you are, but we don't need to tell that to people over the air. So 488-5299, you can ask confidentially your question or a general question just in keeping with that. And if you have any questions, you can also check out Alliance Legal Group by going to debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And our call-in line again is 488-5299.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about what it takes to qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. You know, one of the first things that we take a look at, there's four requirements. So that if you're out there and you say, well, you know, I don't know if I qualify for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, the requirements are very, very simple. One, you can't have filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy in the last 8 years and received a discharge. That means you could have filed a Chapter 13, you could have filed a Chapter 7 and had the case dismissed. I mean, you actually have to file a case and have a Chapter 7 and then have it discharged in order to have that bankruptcy count towards your 8 years. If you haven't done that, then you're fine time-wise. Second one is what they call the disposable income or the actual income test. And what that is basically your disposable income or the amount of money that you have after the taxes come out of your paycheck, the money that you actually get, you know, every 2 weeks typically in your paycheck over a period of a month, you know, the total net income. We take that and then we take a look at your actual expenses that are going to exist after the bankruptcy gets rid of all the bills they can get rid of. And then when you compare the two, it should be relatively little, you know, very little disposable income, $0, $25, $50. And that one really good thing that we help you do is do a budget so that we can determine, you know, if you have any money left over. If you don't have any money left over to pay your bills.
Uh-oh, that's trouble.
That means you certainly could use a bankruptcy, possibly. And certainly that we need to take some looks at if you don't file bankruptcy, how to change that.
People hate the word budget, though.
Yeah, I know that.
It's difficult.
It absolutely is, but it's absolutely required. And to take a real, you know, and that's the problem that most people don't realize they're in. And that's why they start charging on their charge cards. That's why they have these, because they're living off their credit cards.
Right.
And over a long period of time, they start building up and they never go down. So the third requirement is a gross income test. It's called a means test. And what that means is that over a period of 6 months preceding the filing of the bankruptcy, they take a look at the gross income of the family, even if you're filing an individual bankruptcy. And they take that gross income, and that would be, you know, if you're making, let's say, $36,000 a year for one of the earners of the family, the husband, say, for instance, then it would be $3,000 probably if they're on a salary for the last 6 months. And so that there's this schedule that the IRS, that we compare with an IRS schedule that says that you can only make a certain amount of money. It's like $60,000 and some change for an individual. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but it goes up every time that you have another person added to the family, $70,000, $80,000. And that will go over your budget with you and so that we'll know whether or not that's a qualifying or disqualifying event. And that's really the only three requirements. There is a fourth consideration that we take a look at, and that because, and appropriately so, that when you file a bankruptcy, you shouldn't end up with a ton of stuff left over. You know that if you had $1 million worth of stuff and you wanted to get rid of $50,000 worth of debt, that'd be inappropriate.
Could have sold the stuff, I guess.
You could have used some of the stuff to pay off some of your debt. That's probably the way that the the court would see it as
well. I
was going
to say the creditors would look at it that way.
And so that's the way that there's a person that's appointed by the bankruptcy court called a trustee to take a look at how much stuff you have, how much assets you have. Now, on the other hand, that the court also has made these rules saying that you can keep some of your stuff. So they're called exemptions. And so that you take the exemptions that you have, apply them to the stuff that you got, and you end up with how much remaining equity or assets that are available for the trustee to take and sell and use it. Now, of course, if there's a lot of stuff left after your exemptions, we might tell you that Chapter 7 might not be the best plan. And so, you know, we'll look at that and we'll help you make determinations. And if you don't qualify for a Chapter 7 because either one of the three requirements are problematic or the fourth requirement or consideration is problematic, then we'll look at a Chapter 13. So that's the first step. We just pre-qualify you so that we can make a determination if that's even an option. I think we got somebody on the line now.
We have Tony from Phoenix.
Oh, Tony from Phoenix. I think we've had him before. Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. Just calling in to say hi and see what you're thinking about what's going on in the...
Going on
happening in our country,
oh,
our country
boy.
Today, and what's your recommendation for people with the circumstances of the financial world today? Like, we've got all these things happening, and everyone's trying to find answers. And
you know, one of the things that you know, and to our listening audience, that Tony is one of my friends. Yeah, I'm glad he called in today. He's called in before, and I appreciate that. But one of the big issues that I see happening right now, Tony, is that a lot of people have a lot of anxiety over what's going on in this world. And so at one point that they have, you know, a lot of debts, that some people are still being affected by this COVID-19 thing, that, you know, that they're not working, that some people are saying, you know, I got to get out of this place because I don't want to be in the same place anymore. And so, you know, that that there's a lot of life-changing sort of circumstances going on, and that And the very first thing that we need to do is gather our facts. I'm gonna go ahead and mute you, Donnie, because we got a little bit of feedback on the line there. But that so I think the very first thing that we need to do whenever we have a lot of life changing situations going on, we need to determine what our options are. You know, again, you and I have discussed this before, but the very first thing, in order to make sure that those options fit in with who we are, we need to take a look at the Bible and say, you know, what's God calling me to do? You know, let's take a look at our calling and the direction God's placed us in, and not let us, you know, do something that wouldn't fit in with that calling. So, you know, that in a lot of folks' positions, that they their very financial debt is causing them not to be able to do what they've been called to do. Sometimes that their mortgage on their house is just so big and so overwhelming that they're not able to say, I'm never going to be able to move from here. I'm never going to be able to you know, establish myself in some other place. And if I ever leave here, then I'm going to have all this outstanding debt that I'm not going to be able to pay. And so, you know, looking at the options that bankruptcy can provide as far as a way out, a way of escape, you know, that 2 Corinthians says that there is no temptation that has taken you but such as is common to man. But with that temptation, God will also give us a way to escape that we might be able to stand under that temptation, under that trial. So God's going to give us ways of accomplishing those things that he's called us to do. Have you seen that, Colleen?
Definitely so. He always makes a way.
That's right. And so, you know, that... don't get overwhelmed. You know, one of the things that I would tell anybody out there that, you know, when we, you know, the verse that he gave me this morning when I was sitting in bed is, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. That's the mind that we're supposed to have. Whenever I have this anxiety and this fear come upon me, I know that I'm trusting less and I'm fearing more. You know, I'm not in a place where I need to be. And so I know I just need to reevaluate why I'm thinking this way. And usually it comes, you know, to my circumstances. You know, there's a lot of bad circumstances going on. But you know that that's what I'm seeing. That's you know what is you know in front of me. But we operate what? Not by sight, but by faith. And so that's the way that we need to operate. We need to trust God that He's going to take care of our situations. You know, the reason that you're listening to this program today isn't by chance either. You know, if you've got some financial issues that are just overwhelming, debilitating, causing you to not take the next step, you know, get some information, get some financial counseling. Bankruptcy may not be the right answer for you, but it may be an option that you need to understand so that you can say, worst case scenario, I can do this. You know, I can get through this.
For sure, and definitely so, that people, like you said, have a lot of fear over things and their circumstances, but there might be a reason why they can listen in and find out more information about how to take the next steps.
You know, and fear, it paralyzes us.
Right.
You know, it's like a, I used to see it in my own life as like this huge cavernous sort of separation of the earth where all my energies went straight down and I couldn't think and I couldn't do the things that I was supposed to do because I was so worried about tomorrow. My dad used to tell me, he's gone to the Lord, but my dad used to tell me, Steve, I was all worried about, you know, this and that. And I was a Christian, you know, I had been saved, but I was worried about my finances. I was worried about, you know, how I was going to make the budget next month. I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen to my life. And you know what he said? He says he was in Vietnam. And so that, you know, he went through a lot of pretty close situations with his life, and that he had seen a lot of things that basically were very scary. And he said, Steve, you know, right now, the thing that you're, he took this from experiences that he had back in Vietnam. He would say, Steve, right now, all the pain that you're feeling, he says that there's nobody putting bamboo shoots down your fingernails. There's nobody hitting you on your shins with bats. All the pain that you have right now is in your head. That's where your pain is. And so if you're listening out there, that's what's going on. There's no physical pain going on against you. The pain that you have is about stuff that hasn't even happened yet and probably won't.
We worry about a lot of things that never happen.
And because we're so consumed by that, we can't do the next right thing that we're supposed to do. So, you know, usually the best thing to do is to get a things to do list. And then write all those things that are really stuff that you should do and even the stuff that you're worrying about and put them on a list. And then, you know, there's another real good trick that my dad taught me, and it's called compartmentalizing. You know, what that means is there's some stuff that are so big, so overwhelming, you know, that you've lost your job, that you're going to lose your job, that you got to move, you got to do this, you got to do that, and that they're so overwhelming that you can't deal with them all in one. You got some life changes, maybe some domestic issues, you know, things that are going to just completely overwhelm you and you can't deal with them. And because those are so big that they don't allow you to do the next right thing, the next step that you need to do. And so what you do is you take that big problem and that overwhelming problem, that loss of job, that loss of family member, that whatever it is, and you do as much as you can do it today. And then whatever you can't do, you put it in the closet and you put it in that compartment and you shut the door. And then you live your life for the rest of the afternoon. And you recognize that God's got some big issues with this problem, but that's His job. Your job is to love on God and let Him love on you and enjoy this day that you have. And then tomorrow when you have a little more time and a little more energy, go back to that problem and then deal with that problem a little bit more until that problem's, you know, more manageable, and that you're able to handle it more appropriately.
Tony's still on hold. Did you want to see if he had another question?
Sure, go ahead and put him back on. Hey, Tony, I'm sorry that we had a little background noise there, and so we wanted to make sure that
you still do. It sounds like you're in busy traffic today.
You're in an airport.
Yeah. No, yeah, I just that fell off. I just want to make sure I'm not heading my way. That fell off. Thanks for the communication. It was great. Thanks for the help.
Well, I appreciate you calling again, Tony. God bless you. So if there's anybody else out there that would like to call in and talk about your financial situations, it's 488-5299. We're the Alliance Legal Group, and that we offer free consultations on legal matters, but especially on bankruptcy, and that we can pre-qualify you in less than 10 minutes if you call in. That number is 488-5299 if you want to come on air. But you can always go to our website, and that's debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. You go on there and say, I want my free consultation. I'd like to talk about some of my financial issues, and we'll be happy to sit down with you over the phone. You don't have to come in unless you'd like to. If you'd like to come in, we'd love for you to come in. But a lot of folks today would just rather just do the phone conference, and we're more than happy to do that with you. We also have the ability to run your credit reports, and that typically that they would run $45. We can actually charge you $36 and do those in your case. And, you know, what we're gonna do today is that we're going to, if you call in and you're one of the first, I don't know what calling, maybe the next five callers, if you call in and be one of the next five callers and just say that you heard, heard me on the Lighthouse, that we will actually give you a free set of credit reports when you open your file. And so typically you should pay at least $50 to open your file, but that'll go towards your file, and then we'll give you those credit reports for free from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian.
Say that again, because I missed some of that because I was on the line. So you're giving away free credit
reports? Yeah, we're just
reports.
Telling people that if they want to review their credit history, that we're going to offer that as a free benefit for anybody that calls and says they heard us on the Lighthouse today.
Yeah.
That typically in order to be able to pull a file, we have to get a little tiny bit of information from you, open a file that'll cost $50, but that then we'll not only review your bankruptcy case with you, that you're able to pre-file, but then actually pull up your credit reports, send you a copy. And they're really nice credit reports. They actually show where your credit is today and an anticipation of where you're going to be about a year from now after bankruptcy is discharged, are you dead? And whatever that number is a year from now, we can do a lot better with that because we have ways to actually improve your credit score even from there.
Very forward thinking as far as that goes.
But absolutely.
So that's for our Lighthouse listeners. So if you're listening, go to debtfreeva.com and do contact them and let them know that you heard them right here on the station. And if you want to call in today, you can call at 488-5299. We only have about 7 minutes left until the top of the hour, and we'll join other programming. But you're listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom with Steve Taylor.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, and I realized that I had my Make America Great hat on again this morning, because usually I'm not on on the Facebook. But that today is Election Day, and so it's a really important day for you to make some decisions that will greatly affect yourself, greatly affect your family, greatly affect this country. And so, you know, that we would be remiss in saying that wasn't probably the most important thing that you could do today is to vote. And then, as Colleen said, vote biblically. Vote the Bible. That don't vote party, but do vote the Bible. Vote in such a way that when you and the Lord are in that voting booth, that will be something that will be reviewed, not just, when the election results come out, but that that'll be one of those determinations that you'll be held accountable to.
What's your name?
So I think we have another person on the line right now. And so who is that?
This is Robert. He has a testimony.
Oh, let's hear Robert.
How you doing, Steve? I just happened to be listening to your station, and I just wanted other listeners to know that as of May of this year, I became debt-free minus my house.
Amen.
Back in 2004, I went through a relatively very nasty divorce and ended up with being $90,000 in debt just from credit cards.
Wow.
And it took me a while. I am still on my budget. It's on a big Excel spreadsheet, but I still stick with my budget. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that it can be done. It just takes. It took me a while. You will have valleys and mountains where you're going through everything. But it can be done, and I just encourage everybody to stick with whatever budget they have and whatever works, and at some point in time, and with God's grace, you will definitely get out of debt.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Robert, that you say that since May of this year, did you file bankruptcy?
No, I did not. I got myself into debt, so I had the mindset of I am going to get myself out of debt.
Wow.
And I used a program called the Snowball Effect.
Oh, yeah. We had somebody on the phone last week that was talking about the Snowball Effect.
Yeah, it worked great. It works great, and I would get a little bit out of debt, and then I would kind of like flatten out as to I wasn't getting anything done, so I would have to go back in, readjust my bill or readjust my budget to figure out why I wasn't able to get some of my bills down.
Yeah.
And then, but over the course of the time that I was doing it, I think I readjusted my budget probably about 6 different times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just to figure out why I wasn't lowering my bills a little bit more. I'm very frugal now.
That's good.
That's the best way to look at it.
I only have a couple more minutes, but congratulations, Robert. That's a wonderful testimony. And again, are you a first-time listener, or have you heard our show before?
I've heard your show before. I listened to it, but this is the first time I've called in.
Well, I really appreciate that, Robert. Thank you for sharing your testimony.
Not a problem. Thank you very much. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you for everything that you guys do.
Make sure you go out there and vote.
I'm actually sitting right outside the polling office right now, getting ready to walk in.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. All right. Take care, Robert.
Thank you very much. You guys have a blessed day.
All right. God bless you now. Well, I think we only have about a couple minutes. Remember, it's debtfreeva.com. Please call us, and we have a chat box that will give you a free consultation, and we would love to pray with you. We have a chaplain on staff that if you have some needs for some prayer, that we would love to pray for you that way as well. And again, that we're here for you, that if you've got debts, if you've got financial questions, you give us a call. It's probably too late to call us today because we're running out of time, but go to debtfreeva.com and just ask for a free consultation concerning debt issues, and we'll be happy to pre-qualify you, go over your budget, as Robert was saying, is so important, and that'll give us a good idea of where you stand and how you might benefit from either a bankruptcy or maybe from a workout concerning a particular debt.
Very good. Again, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate those calls today. I know it's a busy time and people are traveling back and forth all around, but thank you for tuning in. It's Debt-Free VA to find more out about Alliance Legal Group and Steve Taylor. So definitely go to debtfreeva.com and tune in and listen every Tuesday and Thursday as well.
Have you voted yet, Colleen?
I did. I voted this morning. I was a little nervous about the lines because people were telling me how long the lines were, and I was in and out in less than 10 minutes. In and out in less than 10 minutes. So it was good. In the end, definitely something to do. I know a lot of my friends early voted, which was just to get it done and make sure it was done ahead of time. But no, I'm happy to see the participation, a lot of people getting involved.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep it all in prayer. So I'm going to close with prayer real quick. As always, that we're going to keep you in prayer during the week. I'm going to put you on my prayer list as far as during the week. So, Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Lighthouse. That's such an encouraging radio station. We thank you, Lord, for us having the opportunity to share biblical solutions that help people with their finances. And I just pray for that person listening out there today, if they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that today would be that day that they would make you Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Tune in again next on Thursday at 12:30, and we'll be right back here with you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.
Here's a special announcement.